Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the Nemecolon hotline and talk to our good friend Brian Batko, the Post-Gazette, who covers the Steelers. And, Brian... It seems like, outside of Juju Smith-Schuster's injury, obviously, it seems like the Steelers are actually getting healthier based on the injury reports that I'm seeing. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. As far as the guys who are, you know, on the active roster, Juju technically still is, but that's only a matter of time. As far as those guys who are still on the 53, I think they should be at full strength this weekend. I think James Washington and Chase Claypool, I mean, they've been limited both days so far in practice, but I think they're just managing those. I would expect both to play at this point in the week.
Yeah, I mean, it feels to me like this is going to be a team that's closing in on full strength, and if they can, you know, get through this game without any new injuries with the bye week coming up afterwards, I mean, they could be in pretty good shape going into Cleveland, right?
Yeah, that would be ideal. And, I mean, you know, you're never truly going to be at full strength in this league. We know that Tyson Alualu is not going to be back. We don't know if Stephon Tuitt is going to be back anytime soon. I mean, yeah, the bye week will help, but he still could be a ways away. It's hard to gauge him. He hasn't even been, you know, opening that practice window just yet the way Zach Banner and Anthony McFarland have. So, hey, but every team's dealing with it. It's really no excuse. You know, if you just watch the Steelers, if you're just a fan who lives here in Pittsburgh and follows everything they do, maybe you think they've had horrible injury luck. But, I mean, let's be honest, there's a ton of teams going through that across the league. I'm not sure they've been the worst off. I'm sure there's teams that are a little bit healthier. But yeah, it's pretty much an issue for everybody by the time you get to week six.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, you know. Now, you know, we've heard a lot of different theories on what the Steelers need to do in order to replace the production of Juju Smith-Schuster. But it seems to me when a guy goes down who doesn't really have a skill set that's all that much different from anybody else that you have on your team, you know, it seems like all you got to do is sort of just shuffle your lineup a little bit, but you should be okay in terms of replacing that production. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you for the most part, although, I mean, if there's one thing that sticks out about Juju's skill set, if you want to call it that, it's more of an intangible thing, and that's his rapport and his chemistry with Ben Roethlisberger, I think. I mean, Ben has said before, I mean, if you think back to the Ryan Switzer days, he was not the fastest or the biggest or the most elusive guy, but he got a lot of time at that inside position because he and Ben were on the same page. So I think Juju developed in that role over time, and that might have been why he was, some people might think he was misused or maybe underutilized as that slot receiver, but that's a crucial position on third downs and certainly wants to get in the red zone. So I'll be curious to see if it's simply a one-for-one swap. If James Washington can do all that, maybe he can. That's not really his reputation. But if he wants the bigger piece of the pie that, you know, he was requesting way back in early in the preseason, then you got to go and do the dirty work like Juju did. Or maybe Chase Claypool will be a fit for that role. Although Ben said Wednesday that he doesn't want to take a big body from away from the outside who can get downfield and catch those deep balls. So I'd also like to see a little bit more two tight end sets, maybe. I mean, that 12 personnel has been not exactly a staple of the Steelers' offense over the last few years, but Pat Freiermuth and Eric Ebron are, you know, say two of your, what, four or five best skill position players, then you got to find a way to get them out there on the field together.
Well, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ben Roethlisberger, one of the things he said this week was that he needs to get Freiermuth more involved.
Yeah, and I mean, he's going to say that every – I mean, he's never going to say, I don't want to get a guy involved. But, yeah, I mean, their tight end production, Paul, has been abysmal. I mean, Freiermuth with 11 catches for 100 yards, you know, that's some of the tight ends in the league. That's a good day. Eric Ebron, 3 for 37. So you put those together and 16 catches for 137 yards. And, you know, Zach Gentry pitched in a few, including that 13-yard catch and run the other day that – I don't think anybody was expecting, especially the Broncos. But, yeah, they just got to make better use of those weapons. And, you know, that, a lot of times that goes hand-in-hand with using the middle of the field, which we know the Steelers haven't done well enough. And if those tight ends can get open a little bit more down the seam, and Ben Roethlisberger can look for them and you know, the most crucial part, put the ball on the money to them, then maybe you'll see their production go up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big thing. They will have to start to use, you know, just sort of utilize some other people for some of the those things that Juju Smith-Schuster. But the good thing is, it's not like, for instance, if Najee Harris goes down, I don't know that they have anybody else on the team that has his skill set. That becomes a problem. But they, I think, can fill in for what Juju Smith-Schuster does. Now, looking at Seattle, you know, I know free agency happens and things of the such, but I would be honest with you. I don't know how we went from the Legion of Boom to what we're watching this year, which is right now on pace to be the worst defense statistically in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll sink to those depths necessarily. I mean, you got to think they'll be able to pull out of this eventually. But yeah, right now it's pretty ugly, and they faced good teams. And we were talking about the Steelers being, you know, on paper, having a much worse record than the Broncos. But we knew that strength of schedule vastly different between those two. And the Seahawks are another team who probably is better than 2-3, and yet they haven't faced any easy outs. So I think the defense is, you know, certainly not going to end up as the statistical worst in the history of the NFL. And you know, you got to think that, despite the way the Steelers played offensively against Denver, you've got to think that the veterans on that Seahawks front are looking at Ben Roethlisberger and the way he played the previous 3 weeks, his lack of mobility, and saying this can be a game for us to, you know, get back on track and set down an offense that's not exactly explosive most of the time so far in 2021.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just incredible to me that they – are so bad on defense, because I thought the one thing they would always be pretty good at is playing defense. You know, last one for you, Brian. What can you expect from Geno Smith here? I mean, obviously he came in and made some throws in their game last week, but it's different when a team game plans for you. And the Steelers know he's going to be playing, and so they will be game planning for him. I mean, what, you know, what's realistic to expect from him?
I think if you're a Seahawks fan, you can expect him to go out there and be a professional backup and maybe put you in a position to win this game. And if you're a Steelers fan, I don't think you should necessarily overlook him. I mean, yes, you're right. The Steelers have had a whole week to game plan for him, but that works both ways. The Seahawks have had actually more than a week to get the game plan in place for him, because they played on Thursday night, remember, so... I think they're going to, you know, put in all the bells and whistles that he needs to be successful in this spot. You know, they got to come up with a long-term plan, medium-term, because, you know, they don't know yet if Russell Wilson is going to have to go on IR or what the deal is there. But I think Geno Smith is capable of beating the Steelers team. I really do. I know he has not been in a spot like this for a long time in the NFL, but he was a second-round pick for a reason. The guy has arm talent. I thought he looked good for most of that, the end of that Rams game, until he turned back into a pumpkin. But I think he can come in here in primetime and rise to the occasion I absolutely don't think the Steelers can afford to sleepwalk through this one the way they have and some of these head-scratching Mike Tomlin losses to backup quarterbacks over the years.
Well, yeah, so we will see. Brian, I appreciate you taking some time and joining us, and I'm sure we'll see you soon.
No problem. See you, Paul.
All right, that's Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.